Hi folks, I'm speaking here with Rose Stevens of Manitoba, and she's from the rural area of Beauséjour of Winnipeg, and she is a citizen activist, a concerned citizen about our food security, the direction Canada is taking in our health and economy and food and agriculture. She is a small businesswoman, a holistic practitioner. And right now, she's also doubling up as a foot soldier for the Green Party of Canada, apart from a good example of a citizen's duty to save Canadian democracy. How is that for an introduction, Rose?
Well, thanks for that introduction. I believe everybody can do what I'm doing. We just got to get engaged and involved.
I see. So you're going door to door to tell folks to vote and make this election count. Is that what you're doing?
Yes, I've been doing that, and I think everybody should take the responsibility to do this, because if we can get everybody out to vote, we can change this government, this election.
So where did you get this calling?
I got this calling because I really felt it's important. If we're going to have a future for our children and grandchildren, we had better get off our rear ends and do something. We can't be sitting there watching hockey games and dancing with the stars or whatever else it might be. We need to get involved. I think the only thing that is going to perhaps interfere with this election would be apathy and non-voters. So let's get everybody out voting. As you know, I'm a food security activist as well, and the Green Party is pretty much the only party that I can relate to and understand the issues of trade agreements that are affecting our food sovereignty. They're the only party that understands Bill C-51 to the degree that I think that it's going to cause many problems for Canada if we don't stop it. The Green Party seems to line up with my ideologies on natural health as a holistic practitioner. I've seen so many people sick. Every other person is getting cancer. And I realize that we need to change something. It's the food that we're eating. It is so full of toxins, GMOs, glyphosate. And the Green Party totally understands this and is willing to do something to phase out these toxins and the glyphosate. But until we can get rid of the trade agreements, we will never get rid of GMOs and these chemicals.
So you're saying that the trade agreements that Canada signed is going to hobble us from cleaning the toxicity off our food and environment. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. We have to get rid of these trade agreements, because otherwise we are locked into a chemicalized farming and chemicalized food and toxins. So that it's a very important issue. Kate Story, who's running Green up in Toulon, she spoke at the March Against Monsanto this spring, and she pointed out some very good points. It's on No GMO Manitoba, her speech. She's also an organic farmer. You see, I think the Greens understand that we need to have a more sustainable agriculture, a more sustainable world. We cannot continue to pollute our rivers, our lakes, and our food and expect to grow the economy. Most of us are dying of cancer. I love the phrase that Wayne James quoted. It says, "When the last tree has been cut down, the last fish caught, and the last river poisoned, only then will we realize that one cannot eat money." At this election, everything seems to be about the economy. Nobody's talking about health. That's why, other than the Green Party, I know that Elizabeth May is also very concerned about the seniors. And we need to speak to the seniors. The Green Party has a strategy, and they want a guaranteed livable income and a nationwide pharmacare program. And they also understand the need for alternative health. And they also want to see that the seniors can stay in their homes so they can remain active and enjoy a quality of life. And not only are they concerned about the seniors, they're very concerned about the next generation and the students that are in so much debt and can't afford to take secondary education. By the year 2020, the Greens want to make secondary education, the tuition fees, not applicable to students so that they don't have to pay for it. How exciting is that? When I go canvassing and I talk to the young people, their eyes open wide and they actually finally see some hope, because right now all they're seeing is a dying world. And what kind of legacy are we, these baby boomers, leaving to our next generation? It's very sad. The only ones that can bring us out of this are the Green Party.
Okay, so do you think the Greens might be able to join a coalition government and influence it from within, or what? So what do you believe?
Well, that would be nice if they could join, and if, let's say, the NDP got into power, that they could actually work together. I know the NDP has not had a strong, they haven't come out to say that their, you know, their policy on GMOs per se and chemicals, but I do know a very good MP who's now retiring, Alex Adamenko, has always been very sympathetic to the health industry and this, you know, food sovereignty. So they just haven't come out and given their policy, but I think that they might, I'm pretty sure they would be open to it and open to working with the Greens on that issue, that's for sure. And it's not just about the environment. I want people to get out of this idea that the Greens are just about climate change. That's not true. You need to go to the Green Vision and have a look to see how all-encompassing their policies are. And they are really something. I mean, our slogan now for that we're handing out, going door to door, is called Clean Air, Clean Water, Clean Food, and Clean Politics. And so far, I haven't met one person who disagrees with me on that.
Uh-huh. So I interviewed Wayne James, and he mentioned another item that's pretty well known, and yet it's a taboo subject for most politicians and bankers and economists, and that is a economic model that requires year upon year continuing growth and extraction from the planet, while the planet itself is a finite element, is mathematically impossible and unsustainable. So our very economic model is doomed to destroy us and our environment and our planet. So what do you have to say about that?
I totally agree, and that is my sentiment as well, and that is what the Greens stand for, and that is why I'm supporting them and will, you know, be out there being their foot soldier with the very last breath that I have.
Okay, so what is your prediction about what's going to happen in your riding in this election, Rose?
I know that the Conservative MP, Mr. Bizan, has been in charge here for many, many years, and there are many GMO farmers that support Mr. Bizan. It's quite interesting. I see his big signs in the GMO cornfield. I think that's rather appropriate. But I think that the people are starting to wake up. I think there's a sense that people are waking up and they realize that this is not sustainable anymore. And I have to say, the houses that I've canvassed and the people that I've spoken to are very open to a change. And I think this whole Conservative Party, people are very upset with Mr. Harper and what has gone on and all the lying and cheating and all the things that have happened with the Senate. They're disillusioned. Canadians are disillusioned. And I doubt that very many, in fact, I haven't met very many that are going to be voting Conservative.
So is the support base for Greens expanding now?
Just yesterday, we had somebody call and donate $1,000 saying, we want more green signs. Go put them up. Here's $1,000.
Oh, not bad.
So
how many people?
That's very exciting.
Oh, that's wonderful. How many people do you think you personally have spoken with?
Well, I can't tell you how many, but I tell you, every time I go somewhere, is it to the bank? Is it to the hardware store? Is it to the grocery store? Is it at the gas station? I say to somebody, hey, are you going to vote this October 19th? Have you got any idea who you're going to vote for? It's very important. And I never miss an opportunity. Can you imagine if we all did that and encouraged our neighbors and our friends and gave them and told them to go look at the Green Vision? I think that you would agree that clean air, clean food, clean water, and clean politics is an important issue. Can you imagine how many people we could reach if one person just told, let's say, 10 people?
So you're going neighborhood by neighborhood to speak with people, is that right?
Yes, neighborhood by neighborhood, and into my bank, into everywhere I go, into where I went to my eye doctor, gave them a beautiful postcard that we're handing out that gives Wayne's philosophy and the Green Vision that they can go on the internet and look at to see if it aligns with their ideologies. So, yes, we're doing it. We are going to do this. I'm going to give it a real good shot because I think that's our future. If we don't do something, we are hooped.
All right. Any last words for listeners of this podcast?
Well, I would really encourage everybody to check out Wayne James' political page and also the Green Vision on the Green website. It's a 105-page document, and it explains all the different policies they have on all the different areas. We're not just a bunch of tree huggers here. We have sound policies, and amazing green candidates running across Canada. Amazing green candidates. You ought to check out Claire Martin's page. She was the former meteorologist from CBC. She has an amazing web page too. And Brandy Harrop, another friend of mine, running in Sherwood Park. The quality of greens that are running this year is outstanding.
Wonderful. It's very nice talking to you, Rose Stevens, and I hope that you can make enough difference in your riding and people across Canada would, what did you say, get off their rear ends?
Yeah, get off their rear ends and go out and vote.
Wonderful. Thanks a lot, Rose Stevens.
Bye-bye.